You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How are you doing?
This is the movie show.
On
Active TV. Yeah. I'm Sash.
My name's Ryan.
And we are doing a very cool movie today.
We've been talking about this film as well. Well,
yes.
We spoke about it once upon a twice.
Once upon a twice.
And then now we're
talking about it again.
I actually forgot about it. Sash was like, Ryan, it's that movie. And I was like, what movie? It's
not
that one.
No, don't lie, Ryan. I was like, Ryan, the movie. And then Ryan like blue ticked me. And then when I saw Ryan face to face, I was like, Ryan.
I was thinking about it.
No, you didn't realize what movie it was, actually.
I was like, full.
Yes. And then I explained to him and he was like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, right. You see, so yes.
That's what happened. Yeah. So we are doing Fall Guy, The Fall Guy.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy.
I was going to say.
Yes. With Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, directed by David Leitch. If you don't know who that is, this is the man that was Brad Pitt's stunt double in Fight Club. This is the man that directed Bullet Train. And this is the man that directed this film.
And he's directing. Yeah. In fact, he's been directing.
So basically, he's a stunt performer that has turned into a... I don't know if he still does stunts.
Guys, understand, when a stunt... when someone who does stunt doubling, probably for centuries, right? Decades, shall I say.
And centuries.
And he makes a movie. Imagine what the movie must be like. And if you've watched Bullet Train, you know already that this guy has a trait.
Yes.
A trait of action-packed...
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. And of course, what does he do? He gets his friends together as well. And he says, guys, come,
let's go make a crazy movie together. Yeah. I actually like this. I saw this description of the film and I thought it was very cool. So they say David Leitch, a former stuntman himself, said that he made The Fall Guy as a love letter to the stunt community, giving them the recognition they deserve. Many filmmakers, including Leitch, have been pushing for years. Okay, so now this is crazy, right? So... in the Oscars, we've done this before if you've watched the movie show, so you can go find that show. We went through the different Oscars that you can win. So you can win for Best Performer, you can win for Best Costume Designer, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know that there is not an Oscar for stunt performers? There is legit not an Oscar. And it's apparently, it's a very, and I actually agree with them. Like, I would petition for this Oscar to be added because, like, as much as you design the clothing and, you know, the sets, I mean, the stunts are a very hectic and very pivotal and dangerous and, like, important part of a film. So the fact that they don't have an Oscar for it is insane.
It's a very skill-filled.
Yes. And the position. Worst part about it is like it's the stunt performer that does the stunt doesn't even get the credit for it at the end of the day because they're just the stunt double, which means that they're there as, you know, they're there to protect Brad Pitt, you know, because we can't afford for Brad Pitt to die, you know. So let's put David Leitch there because, no, okay, that's not. But they really don't get the credits at the end of the day.
I can just imagine like a stuntman's like child, like... Daddy, I didn't see you there. I was there. That's me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then there's actors out there that are claiming, oh, yeah, I did my own stunts. And they actually brought that through in the film, how actors claim, or some actors would claim to have done their own stunts when, like, maybe they were there for, 2 seconds. And I actually saw an interview. I thought this was quite funny. Ryan Gosling was like, I was prepared to say I did not do any of my stunts in this film. Like, he was like, he was not prepared. But then he obviously did have to do a few.
How many actors actually say, you know, I'd just like to thank my stunt double,
right? Do you know that he had 4 stunt doubles? Stunt doubles. Then technically he was playing a stunt double. And then there was the actor that all the stunt doubles were acting as. That actor was in Bullet Train. I don't know if you recognized him. You know the actor that they were all being the stunt double for? Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Yes.
And he was Tom Ryder in the film. He was
it's David's buddies.
Yeah.
All of them. Come, guys.
So, it's quite funny because I saw a video on... It's actually this video that's playing behind us. But the thumbnail to this video has all... So there were 4 stunt doubles, and then there was Ryan, and then there was Aaron. So it's 6 of them, but they're all in the same costume because obviously, like, first of all, Ryan and Aaron are playing this yeah.
And then, the hair and everything's placed.
So literally, it's so funny because it just looks like a, like four, five, six people that just look.
So
the
if they wanted to really, really mess around, you'd be like, Ben, come here. Yeah. And then like Aaron comes. Come, so Troy. And then
to explain why there were four different... So Ryan obviously was playing Cole Ryder. Yep. No, Cole, whatever his name was.
I was.
Who was a stunt double.
That was me.
Yes, Ryan. That's, definitely you. And then there were four stunt doubles, right? So the first one is Logan. He did all of the driving stunts. So like the car rolls, that was him. In fact, he's a... He's an ex race car driver. Thank you, Ryan. And now he has gone into stunts. So he did all of like the car stunts. So if like there was a, and apparently they actually set a world record for, you know, that
nine
car
rolls,
on
I think.
The,
eight
on
rolls.
The beach. I think it was eight nine rolls. Eight with 8.5 car rolls. That's so funny. 8.5. That means one didn't like, okay guys, that'll work.
The car landed on its roof, so hectic. Makes sense. So Yeah. And previously before it was seven rolls.
Yes. So this one broke the Guinness World Record of the most car rolls. A fact which Gail actually mentions in the dialogue.
It's crazy because often you think, what? Only eight rolls. Only eight.
That's crazy.
And usually you think like a car rolls a lot more, right?
I thought it did.
I don't know about you. I thought it was like 20 rolls down a hill. In fact, the seven rolls.
Wait. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is this the amount of times the car rolled or the amount of times they did the car roll? Because I thought it was the amount of times they did the car roll.
Wait, I'm trying to understand.
So you're saying it rolled eight times. Yes. Your one actually makes more. So you're saying the car went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
One full roll.
Mine's saying, all right, guys, take one.
Oh,
all right, guys, take two. Yes. All right, guys, take... But I think you're right.
I see what... I also see your point now. I'm like...
This is a good question.
Oh, damn, let's Google. No, it's right, because...
With eight car rolls.
Yes.
The car rolls eight
When he was
times.
Talking about it, there was even a way that... You know, in music terms, you say if you break a note up into 16s, it's one E and a two E.
Okay,
so
yeah.
They've got the same kind of... I can't remember
like
what the word...
Okay,
the lingo
okay, cool.
for the rolls.
Okay, so that's why it
and
was
he
eight and
said,
a half. That makes sense.
He still said it stopped on and then he still made it. I was just like, wow.
That's crazy.
That is cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yo. So that was the first stunt double, Logan. Second stunt double's name was Justin. He did all of the martial arts. So like any of the fight scenes, all of that, like he was... And like Ryan Gosling still said, he was like a beast. He was insane. Then there's Ben. So Ben did anything that was crazy, Ben was there. So if he was on fire, it was Ben. If he was being hit by a car, it was Ben. If he was flying out the window of the car, it was like Ben. Ben's just insane. And then the last one is Troy. So Troy, at the end of the film, there's a 150 feet fall, like from a helicopter. That was Troy.
Yeah.
That was legit Troy. You'll see him some... Yeah, when you see a guy falling dramatically from the sky...
Just know.
That's Troy. And Troy's dad was also a stunt double, apparently. So it's kind of like in the family... Yeah, he was like, this is one of the greatest moments of my life. Yeah, so... But, having said that, so Ryan Gosling did have four stunt doubles. However, he did still do some of his stunts. So at the beginning of the film, which kind of gives the film its title...
I'm sure he didn't do any of them.
No. This one he did
Yeah.
No, I promise, sure. Ryan.
Okay.
Ignore Ryan, people.
Sure thing,
ignore
Ryan.
Exactly. So, not Ryan.
Exactly, ignore Ryan.
Ignore you.
Yes, you said it all.
So Ryan Gosling, okay, and the reason I know, I believe, so Ryan Gosling actually has a fear of heights. He actually does have a fear of heights.
Exactly.
And he didn't want to do this. In the beginning of the movie, there's a fall that like sets the trajectory of the film like off. But he didn't want to do this fall. He was actually scared of it. So in the film, you see him put sunglasses on. And the reason he actually put sunglasses on was because he was so scared that like he literally covered his face so that you couldn't see the fear on his face before he did
still fell
fall.
Backwards. So it's okay.
No, that's intense. Like falling backwards.
Maybe
is
it's
intense.
The feeling. Yeah. So in other words, it makes it worse.
And he has a fear of heights. So like already if you don't have a fear of heights, that's like pretty intense. He has a fear of heights. And apparently like it's the thing of, can you overcome a fear of heights? He says he still has a fear of heights. So, but like they build it up. So he said like, you don't start there. Like first I'll go to a parking lot. And he said also like the team around you is really, really incredible. But even the stunt guys say like, this isn't easy because like a wire could like, like break or snap.
They've
or,
probably heard ooh. Stories. They've probably heard
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, no, it's very, very, very dangerous.
You know, we think that when you watch a film and an actor is just doing like a scene like that, like falling backwards, you think that they're just cool with it. Like they think, no, it's fine, we've got professionals. There was a series that I was watching as well with Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Where he was overcoming his different fears. Yeah. And one of them was also heights as
and
well.
And I mean, how like actors do a lot of wire work, exactly. And they're hanging in the air.
I'm
by
sure they've
a
heard,
wire.
Or you know, they've like sat around dinner tables, and it's like, hey, yo, you know, some famous actor, and like, yeah, man, last week my wire broke, and I like nearly died. Sorry, I couldn't come to that, whatever. And you're like,
damn.
And then they hear that, and then that plays in the back of their mind while they're falling backwards.
Yeah, no shame. So I really think that they need to add stunts to the Oscars. Like, they legit should be and not necessarily
either that, or they need to bump them up on the credits at the end, you know.
No, they need to give them an Oscar, Ryan. They need to give them an Oscar. Like, this is they need an award for, like, why on earth would you give the composer? Why are we giving? And I agree that the composer should be getting an Oscar. Why aren't we giving the stunt dude?
I can think of a couple categories already, right? Most technical stunt performance, most dangerous stunt performance. Less wired stunt.
But even if they just give it one, like a stunt Oscar, like that's cool. Plus, though, the crazy thing is Tom Cruise hasn't won an Oscar. So, like they were
saying,
he's
broken his legs.
Should Tom Cruise win the Oscar? And like I know, like for example, I think it was Emily Blunt was like, but he technically has a lot of accolades, so he could go for the other categories. Because I mean, he's acted, he's supporting acted. He's I'm sure he's produced. Yeah, he has produced. So, like, but I feel like he still does deserve an Oscar. Like, the fact that Tom Cruise doesn't have an Oscar is, like, insane. It makes you question the Oscars, you know?
Best self-stuntman actor.
What is the best stunt you've ever seen in a film?
All of them.
Honestly,
they're all crazy.
A film that comes to mind for me is Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight. I just remember watching that movie, and I was just like, this thing is insane. Like, that truck that blew over.
It flipped, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was
the truck
insane.
That flipped.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. So apparently, this movie has been in development since 2010. Now, these are the actors. I'm glad they went for Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling did a very good job.
Great guy.
Really, really did a good job.
Great guy.
But the other actors that were possibly going to be the Cole, so the main actor in this, is number one. Guess who? Actually, guess Ryan.
Ryan.
No. No? No. Like any actor?
No.
Tom Cruise, number one. Number two. Anyone?
Right. Oh, they from there are lost.
Come on, Ryan.
I actually remember Tom, like the whole Tom Cruise, yeah, thing.
Okay. Second, Keanu Reeves.
Third. Really?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves. But he could have with the John Wick series.
I would have never guessed.
But yeah. Although he could have pulled it off, because remember he played that funny character in Toy Story. The later Toy Stories, that motorbike driver.
Oh, yeah.
Toy, yeah.
That stunt driver,
so he
dude.
Could have, yeah. Then Nicolas Cage at one point. You don't actually see Nicolas Cage around much anymore. No. Then Jason Statham.
Right.
He could have done it, chump.
Yeah.
And then the last one I just completely disagree with. Like, there's no way in hell this should not have happened. We shall not even mention his name.
Okay, yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
So, next.
So those are the people. But I thought Ryan Gosling did a very, very, very good job. And I also thought Emily Blunt did a very good job. I thought she...
Yeah.
She. It wasn't her usual... Yeah.
You think not? I was...
Like, think of her in A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
And then think of her. Have you watched The Devil Wears Prada? This was like an old film, but think
I
of
haven't
her.
Seen
yeah.
That one.
So, and then the other thing that was actually quite cool is because this. So I love these type of movies. This was a movie that like shows you the film industry. So like Quentin Tarantino can do this a lot. Like he did it with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and stuff like that. And even with that, what was his film called with the stunt driver? That weird movie.
Yeah.
That, do you know which one I'm talking
about?
Yeah. The girls in that film were
also
stunt performers.
The dude with the face. Yeah.
Yes. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, yeah. Kurt Russell.
But I like, so what these films do is they show you the film industry. So at one point, it's a very, very funny scene. Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling like are kind of unpacking their relationship, but they're doing it on set, and she's like directing him, but like it's all got the underlying tones of their relationship, what went wrong, what he didn't do right, how she felt, all of that, and it, like they're doing it on set
and all the other guys around. The production team's like
everyone's just listening. But then what was funny about that,
there's
was
still a part where they're looking on the script, they're like,
yeah, like where is this? But there were actual crew members in the shots, because obviously like they didn't have to hide the crew.
Brilliant.
Because like the crew, they were shooting the crew, so like a lot of like even the set design and stuff, it wasn't necessarily set design. Like it wasn't a set design. I mean, oh, can we get a monitor over here? Like that was actually the monitor type of thing. And they were like, Emily Blunt was pointing out a couple of actors, but there were a couple of people she was like, no, this is an actual cast, a crew member, sorry. Like that dude was actually there that day, not to be on camera, but to be doing something behind the scenes. But I thought that that was also...
Does their paycheck change if they do that? What do you think?
I don't think so.
Because technically they then become an actor.
Yeah, but you know how when you're on a film set, Ryan, like the amount of things you end up doing that's not necessarily your job description. Do you understand what I'm saying?
He has to act now.
Maybe, I don't know. I suppose, I don't know. But are you really going to go and fight with your production company?
It's the line. If I wasn't getting paid enough, yeah, sure. That's another subject for another day.
Yeah, that is another subject for another day.
So.
Yeah. But the other thing that I thought was so crazy was the sequences.
Next week there's riots in like Hollywood. Another strike.
Another strike.
We're watching the movie show and they're like, wait, that guy's got a point. Ryan's got a point there. Guys, hey, Jim.
Wow. Yeah. So the fight scene that took place in the truck.
Yeah.
That was insane.
That was crazy.
That was insane.
Looked like fun though.
Oh, it looked like so much fun. Like fun. And even the shots. Like I remember, you know how we watched the Kingsman?
I think that must be hectic though.
Lord, the Kingsman.
Physically.
With like the fight sequences in the Kingsman were so good. Mm. But I think there was an element of visual effects to them. Whereas with this one,
yeah,
I think
this
was
work.
A lot more practical. And it was just the fights. I think that's what you get when you have a stunt man directing a film. Like this is...
That's what I was saying.
It's like when you have a visual effects artist
directing
a film. You're
going to take it to a whole other level.
Yeah. It was... This was a very good film.
You're going to do some unnecessary stuff, but you're going to do it just because it's cool.
Yeah. And like the storyline was pretty basic, but it was still clever. Like I liked the twist that they brought in, but it didn't necessarily need to be the greatest storyline because it was so supported with the, you know, like the stunts. Like the stunts really was a love letter to the stunt community. Like I really agree with that description of this film. Like David Leitch did a very, very, very good job. Mm. He really, it was crazy. Yeah, no, it was. Very good film.
Hope you guys have watched it.
If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
Go watch it.
Definitely go watch
it. And as you see the different sequences of stunts, you can be like, oh, that's Troy. Oh, there's Ben. Ben's my favorite. Who's your favorite?
Ryan.
Right.
Yeah. And then the funny part was Jason Momoa showed up at the end, which was very funny. Yeah. But you know what I also liked? I liked how, so what, obviously they're on a film set filming a movie. So they would be like, and action. And then what they did was they would show you what they were filming, but they would show you like the behind the scenes, but then they'd also show you like the cut version of the scene, which I thought was very clever. And the way they juxtaposed the two, switching and going like, okay, this is us filming on set. And that was very cool. But also, Ryan, the cinematography, like the shots and the set design and the cut at times, and when they did that split screen thing, this film was so
very cleverly done.
It was so clever. It wasn't, for me, it's not just a love letter to the stunt community. I think if you're in the film industry in general,
I kind of got the this is the experience of a stunt double.
Well, this is like, even like if you were anyone on set, you would appreciate this film.
Like if David was going to tell you what's it like in the day of him being in a movie, be like, yeah, and check, you see when we do this, but then in actual fact, what you're going to see is this, but this is what's happening, and then see how we, cool, check, hey, cool.
And that the comedic element that they brought in was really, really cool. And the other thing I enjoyed was they often would talk to each other using film line references,
right,
which is very, very accurate. Because, like, I know even for me and you, we'll oftentimes refer to, like, lines in movies where, and, like, it just becomes a thing. So it makes sense that in the film industry, they're ultra using movie lines.
It's like a whole different language.
Yeah.
That everybody understands on the set.
The one we often do is, it worked, Marty! It worked! So comment, actually do this. Comment down below the film line reference that you is your like go-to reference. Like, what is the go-to like line from a film that you use in everyday life? Like, is it I am your father? Is it give me another one, right? Just not today. That's a good one.
That's
a good one.
It works.
Yeah. Oh, Houston, we have a problem. That one doesn't really work because we don't live
in No, it kind of does. How did you? Oh, flip, Houston, we have a problem.
You see? Yeah, no, comment down below, people. Comment down below. Yeah. But this has been the movie show.
On
Active TV.
Active TV.
And we will be back next week.
See you guys.
Peace.
Cheers.